There is no guarantee of financial success or specific investment results. Results may vary based on individual circumstances. It is in everyone's best interest to consult a tax, legal, or investment professional depending on their unique situations.
And it is time this morning for Building Rural Wealth, and we have with us Milestone Financial, and we have with us Caleb Roebuck this morning. Caleb, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Aaron. I'm doing good. How are you?
What do you know that's exciting?
It's Monday. Made it through Mother's Day, so happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Absolutely. Did you have a good Mother's Day?
Yeah, we did. We did. Got some flowers, got some furniture set up for my wife that I got her that she wanted, so... Got her coffee in the morning, so I think I checked all the boxes. Watched the kids for a while she could go outside and read a book. So
you did all the things.
I think so. I don't know. She's listening. She's probably not like, no, you forgot something. But.
Well, I hope a lot of people did all the things. So.
Yeah,
and we have with us Amy Shipley as well. Amy, so how was your weekend?
Oh, I'm a very proud mother.
Don't talk to me. How was your Mother's Day weekend?
It was good. I've got a daughter who's graduating from Iowa State on Friday. So,
well, tell me about that.
Yeah, she's going to be elementary education with a focus in math.
Wow.
So,
how about that?
Yeah, yep. Love that.
And then my son, he's an engineer in Des Moines, and he's starting to lead other people, and he's doing talks at Iowa State to the engineering clubs. So my buttons are busting.
Yeah.
I'm just so proud.
Life is good, isn't it, Amy?
Yes.
Life is good. If you could just get those final two lambs.
I know. We have two lambs to go. Yes.
So it was a good weekend.
It was a nice weekend. Well, I did some grilling out and spent a lot of time in the yard. It was so beautiful.
That's good.
Hope everybody got outside some.
I hope so. Well, it was a beautiful weekend for that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So, all right. Very cool. MilestoneFinancialGroup.com is your website. Let's just start with that. So, three buckets of wealth every business owner needs. Okay, Amy. Let's kick this off. What are we talking about here?
All right. We're going to kind of start today by talking you through a hypothetical situation. So we're going to talk about a rural business owner, and we'll call him Steve. And his contracting operation makes good revenue. But when he asks himself, will I be ready to retire, he realizes almost all of his wealth is tied up in the business. So today, we're going to break down the three buckets of wealth that every business owner should have. And the goal is to protect retirement and personal financial security, even if your business is your main asset.
Okay.
So by the end of the show, you'll know if you're relying too heavily on one bucket, and you'll have concrete ideas on how to start diversifying. So first, let's cover the basics, the three buckets every business owner should consider.
Okay. And there'll be a pop quiz at the end, so pay attention.
Yeah.
Here we go. All right, Caleb, so the three buckets. Let's start with bucket number one.
Yeah, and the three buckets kind of before us, most people that have listened to this to or our clients do, we talk about kind of bucket strategies. You know, I think for anybody, like when you're doing financial planning, if you can kind of think about it in buckets, kind of, because again, it kind of segments your money. You know, we can say, hey, your money at the end of the day, it is all in one big pot. But again, you've got different goals, different timelines, different, you know, things you're doing with them. So if you kind of think about that bucket strategy, you know, as we do, and we've talked in earlier shows, kind of that short-term, medium-term, long-term bucket as far as like an investment strategy. So, you know, for business owners or individual investors, that kind of bucket strategy, or that bucket kind of framework, you know, you can apply to a lot of different things with your financial planning. And because it all kind of is about diversification. Again, when you have different buckets, you're diversifying, but you have a specific purpose. And, you know, the first one is that bucket one is your business equity, you know, and that's the definition of that is the value of your business practice shop, you know, just the pure, what is the value of your business, you know, and this is the primary asset of, you know, business owners that we see and work with. You know, think about your business, you know, and if it's sold tomorrow, you know, most owners, you know, think, would it be able or don't know or would be able to answer this? Would it be able to possibly, you know, fund my retirement for the next 20 or 30 years? And they might not know that because, you know, a lot of business owners maybe not don't even know what the valuation of their business is. That is, you know, can be a hard thing to come up with depending on, you know, if you're in agricultural or service or mechanical or things like that. So, you know, do you even have a current valuation of your business?
Mm-hmm.
Is selling even your goal? Or are you looking at maybe going part-time or even leaving it to a family member? You know, we've had conversations with folks. Depending on if you're selling to an outside third party, you know, a local competitor slash friend or a family member, you know, those are quite a bit different conversations, and probably how you value your business as well too.
All right.
So, and like with Amy's example, you know, Steve's example, you know, that equipment shop, it might be worth $750,000 if he sold it today, you know, if his valuation, if he adds up all his equipment, everything, you know, that's what it would be. And that'd be great. But if Sam retired tomorrow, you know, and counted only on that $750,000 valuation, you know, would that actually be in turn enough to, you know, be able to do what he want? Or would that cause changes down the road that he would be? Because that's part of it, you know, part of that valuation is, it's kind of, you know, every business owner, anybody kind of has that number in mind, even a retirement number. Hey, once I get to this account retirement number or business valuation, I can do it. But, you know, there is some market forces at hand with who determines what that is. Bucket two then would be your personal investments. And again, this goes for business owners or regular investors as well. But these are your outside your business or your personal investment accounts, including your retirement accounts, which, again, if you're a business owner, they might be through the work, like your 401k, but that technically is kind of, like we think about it is, hey, that is segmenting business, your personal money from your business money, because it is in your own personal retirement account. Small, consistent contributions to those, you know, add up over time. That compounding, even modest amounts, can grow significantly. And again, putting, you know, a couple hundred bucks in a month in a retirement account over a 10, 20, 30-year period, you know, that adds to that second bucket, that second diversification adds to that kind of flexibility outside your business. So again, we talk to a lot of business owners and ask them, you know, are you taking advantage of retirement plans? Even if you're running the business, you know, setting up some of those automatic contributions can make life simpler. Yeah. It can automate it and just give you access to, you know, have a easier vehicle to like funnel money to. And then bucket number three is income producing assets outside the business. You know, these are investments that generate income regardless of, you know, what's happening in your own business. So, you know, these would be things like rental properties, you know, maybe dividend paying stocks or side investments of an unrelated business. You know, the purpose of that is to reduce the risk of relying on one asset for everything. And again, an example with this would be, you know, Steve might own his own, you know, shop, but he might also own a small, you know, just rental property, a house or something on the side, or have some farmland on the side or something like that. So any of those kind of things can add stability that the business owner, you know, might not plan for in the core business, but add some of that too. So, you know, you want to ask yourself, do you have any other income producing assets that work even if you step away from your business for a while? That's the beauty of those. But it's not any one of those, you know, one, two or three buckets by itself will kind of do it. Again, because we see people that have it all the other way, you know, could be the other way too, you know, and then, you know, just regular retirement investors might have too much in their bucket number two, their investment assets, or might have too much pre-tax and not enough Roth, you know, things like that we've talked about too.
Okay. All right. So important to think of that. So your buckets, again, your business.
Yeah. Your business equity.
Business equity, your personal investments, and your income producing assets outside of the business.
Yeah.
All right.
And if you think about those too, you know, some of those, even inside those buckets, probably have different timelines. You know, your business, depending on where you are, could be 5 years away, 10 years away, 20 years away. But your investment assets, you know, when we talk to folks, well, those are generally for the rest of your life. So those might be 30-year assets, you know, when you might be trying to exit your business or your other income investment properties like that as well too.
So what if I only have one bucket, Amy? Not three. What do I do?
It's probably not an uncommon thing, Aaron.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
A lot of owners reinvest almost everything they have into their business.
Yep.
You know, that's what they've worked on their whole life. That's where their heart and soul is. It feels like the safest place for your money because it's what you know best.
Yep.
You have a growth mindset, and that's related to your identity. And a lot of times people just feel like, I am my business. So that's where I'm going to put all my time, money, energy, and they want to grow that business. If they're doing well, then personally they're doing well. So, and there's also some tax advantagement. You know, certain retirement plans and business investments will often let a person diversify their taxes. So one thing that we know that people we talk to, they know taxes are important, but they just don't want to have to pay them.
Yes.
So, the problem is, you know, what if your industry faces a disruption or you have a health issue that comes up that takes you away from the business, you know, having all your eggs in one basket can be really, really risky. Yeah. And if something unexpected happens, that can have a huge impact on your retirement stability.
You bet.
Yeah. So let's just shift and say, like, Steve is a dentist.
Okay.
At
he's
this
a dentist
time.
Now.
He's a dentist.
Okay.
He does a lot of things.
Okay.
He invested, you know, 90% of his profits back into expanding the practice. But let's say a competitor moved into town, Medicare reimbursement rates dropped, and his retirement plans get delayed. You know, he might have wished that he's got some money in other buckets to fill up the gaps. So, you know, what's important for listeners to just think about is, you know, identify what percentage of your net worth is in the business, and also then just identify what non-business wealth opportunities that you have and that you may be missing in case, you know, something unexpected happens in your life.
Okay. So if I have one bucket, so Caleb, are there things that I can do to build buckets 2 and 3?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and part of it is, you know, listening to this show, kind of taking some of the advice and doing that, but and talking to somebody. But, you know, the first one would be, you know, talking with the advisor. You know, does retirement plan, you know, make sense for that business owner and its employees? Because again, part of that retirement plan is that's a way to attract and retain employees too. Yeah. But again, depending on the size of your business, that might or might not make sense, or what type of one. But you know, there's lots of options out there, like SEP IRAs, solo 401ks, 401ks. Simple IRAs for big and small employers. You know, you can kind of find anyone to fit. Again, even those small contributions. And again, I kind of think that retirement plan, or just any automatic savings plan. Again, it's kind of like, hey, I'm getting paid in the left pocket from my business. Uh-huh. But if I make an automatic contribution to my own investment or retirement account, I'm taking that out of my left pocket and personally putting in my right pocket. Kind of is that wealth transfer. And you kind of set up that wall between personal and business and stuff too. So that would be one I would say, whether it's a retirement account or just savings plan, you know, figure out how to like kind of start transferring that some of that wealth from your business to personal. You know, investing outside the company, you know, like I mentioned, you know, there can be a lot of things too of using brokerage accounts, dividend paying stocks that can kind of help fill those other two buckets as well too. You can build yourself, but again, there's depending on what investments you choose inside investment accounts, they can be income producing too, like dividend paying stocks. So some of these there is some crossover that you can do at once. You know, and just kind of understanding, like, what is the goals of the business, me personally, my family goals, you know, that's a big part of it too. We talked about, you know, what's the family like, especially if the spouse works outside the business. Again, you need to be doing some of this other coordination that I was talking about too, of just like regular, you know, investors do too. But, you know, a team approach, you know, to us kind of helps map that wealth across the business, the personal accounts, you know, your CPA, your investment advisor, your legal professional. And kind of to Amy's point, you know, that veterinary clinic owner, you know, meets annually with a CPA and financial advisor.
Is his name Steve?
It is Steve still.
Okay.
It is still Steve, yeah.
So he's a dentist and a veterinary clinic owner and a mechanic shop owner.
In a small enough town, you can corner a lot of markets, you know.
Can. Yeah. Okay. All right. Sorry to interrupt.
So no, but you know, if they've mapped that clinic's value, you know, again, figure out what that business valuation is. So when they do come time to sell, they have a tangible number to offer. They know what their retirement accounts are, what that mix between pre-tax and Roth is, and they have some rental income or other income sources, you know, then that owner can, you know, in our mind, make a much more confident decision about scaling up the business to continue to, you know, reinvest in it, like Amy said, or looking at scaling back in, doing that transition or identifying that next piece. So again, like Amy said, you know, a lot of people generally we do have one bucket, or we overemphasize, even if you have multiple buckets, they're usually just even if it's an emphasis on that. And we even see it, you know, in our practice too. Like you can have, we talked about it, just regular investors. You can have too much in retirement accounts, kind of money that's locked away towards retirement when it's like, hey, I need some flexibility in my 40s and 50s before I get there. So,
yeah. Okay.
So there can be a lot of that bucket kind of strategies to look at.
Okay. So it's important to talk to somebody, though, that knows what they're talking about. Because I think we've mentioned in the past, sometimes business owners get so busy running their day-to-day business and growing their business that they kind of, all this stuff, they don't really think about necessarily.
Yeah.
So you end up with one bucket, like Amy said, and we need to diversify.
Well, to me, like, just even that, like, bucket concept, it takes some coaching. Again, when we look at our checking, savings account, that's all one big pot, or even our retirement accounts. But, you know, if you can actually segment those and give a purpose to each one, or know kind of, you know, those thresholds, then it is a lot easier to do some of that planning.
Okay. So are there myths that we need to think about, Amy, or takeaways? Where do we need to go from here?
Sure. Well, one of the myths is that it always has to be Steve. It could be Stephanie that owns the business, right? Yeah. So I just wanted to shout out there to all the business owners that are women. It's a myth that we only have Steve owning the vet, the doctors, the dentists, and the shop. So, Stephanie,
in this case,
she might think, hey, if my business succeeds, I don't need any other wealth. That's a myth, because you do. You need your other buckets. You need to diversify. Another myth is, I'll just sell my business and retire. And that's a lot more complicated than it looks on paper. Caleb talked about that. Well, if there's families involved, if there's other, you know, competitors that you're, you know, thinking about, that it might not be as easy as just saying one day, I'm going to sell my business.
It's a community tie and responsibility a lot of small business owners have. You know?
Absolutely.
And the third myth is, I'm too busy to invest outside the business. Maybe that's not a myth, but it's important that you do think about investing outside your business, so you do have the different buckets that you can pull from for funding sources. You know, the reality is that diversification is a risk management strategy, not a failure indicator. And we talk about it all the time on our show, diversify, diversify, diversify. So not all your eggs are in one basket. Mm-hmm. And the three bucket approach that Caleb talked about is really a way to balance your business risk, your retirement readiness, and your personal wealth. Mm-hmm. An actionable next step for you listening on the radio could be to just pick one bucket that you're neglecting and commit to one small change this month.
Doesn't have to be overwhelming.
No.
One small change.
Well, and Amy's point, some people might already have these. It's just identifying them. Like, oh, I might already have, you know, something that fits in one of these buckets or in two of these buckets, but I just don't know how to mentally identify it either.
All right. Great information. Think about it. Talk about it. Talk to your advisor. So how can people reach out?
They can give us a call at 712-623-5726, or they can always go to milestonefinancialgroup.com.
Yep. And reach out. Many times taking that first step is the hardest part of the whole deal.
It is.
And then getting started, having the conversation, working with professionals like yourself, and making some of those positive changes. So very good. Good information.
Thank you.
Make it a great day. Happy belated Mother's Day to you as well.
Thank you,
Amy. So that's very cool. Make it a great day, and nice to visit with you.
Daniel Miller, Caleb Roebuck, Marcus Taylor, and Ashley Franco are investment advisor representatives of, and security and advisory services are offered through USA Financial Securities, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor located at 6020 East Fulton Street, Ada, Michigan, 49301. Milestone Financial Group is not affiliated with USA Financial Securities. The strategies and concepts discussed are for educational purposes only and do not represent specific investment, tax, or estate planning advice. Investing carries an inherent element of risk, and there is no guarantee of financial success or specific investment results. Results may vary based on individual circumstances. It is in everyone's best interest to consult a tax, legal, or investment professional depending on their unique situations. Call on Jones McCann.